You know, your boy Pretty Tony, I come up with these topics based on real life experiences, things that I've been through, things that I've seen. And, you know, a buddy of mine triggered me because he's trying to court this young lady, and she basically told him she wants everything. And when he told me that, because that kind of stunned him, she wants everything. Is anybody truly capable of giving everything? That would put you on some superhuman status right there.
There's a couple billionaires out there that can give everything.
Will that still... and I'm glad you said that, Lady Joy, because even with the financial wealth, trust me, I've been around very wealthy people, and some of them are still unhappy. So all the time, money don't buy you happiness. All the material things in the world at times can't give you the happiness that you seek in your soul, because you can't push money down there to give that soul happiness. But since you mentioned the word billionaire, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll shout it out once again. I'm about to bring in Miss Shakita Winfrey, who happens to be the author of the Billionaire's Bible. As a matter of fact, let me give the young lady a round of applause. Also,
let me make an official introduction to Shakita, Pretty Tony, my other partner, Joy LaShawn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Ms. Winfrey. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. I'm enjoying this real beautiful, hot, sunny day here in Atlanta. I'm really having a good time today. So the weather is it's pretty hot, but I'm still enjoying it. So having a good day today. And I want to. I'm sorry?
It's hot here, too.
Oh, I know. And I want to also say to the fathers, all the great dads out there, happy Father's Day to you today.
Oh, you know, but thank you. You just earned brownie points with me just right there. I appreciate it.
I did.
You earned brownie points, because a lot of times, and some of it is deserving, a lot of times brothers get the bad end of the stick. And like I said, that sometimes it's deserving, but they're brothers. You see, I can speak on this because I'm a brother who I handles mine when it comes to my children.
Just wait. No, turn me up. Hey, I think you got one. Here we go.
Because my greatest goal in life is to ensure that my children be better and more productive people than I ever was. Young man. Daddy's on the couch smoking blood.
Really, what do you see when you looking at me?
Yes.
See me come up from nothing. See me living my dream. I done been to the bottom. I done suffered a lot. I done
died by for something.
It's not too late.
How could you stop me? Why in the world would you try? I go on forever. That's just how I'm designed. That's just how I'm
designed.
Look in my eyes. You take all that is from me. And I'm still going to survive. You get truth from me.
But too late. Even if you can't provide any money.
I'm a part of these streets. To the day that I died. I was out of the hate.
Not too late.
Mm-hmm.
That has been out for quite some time. It's still doing good on the sales chart. And the latest, yeah, I know, right? Got good. And then the second book is called Release, and that I can't put that not too long. So, and that's doing real well.
Right.
Good, good. Congrats, girl.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with the topic of the first book, the art. Yes, indeed. Can a player play a Winfrey? Live and in effect every Sunday, you know. It's kind of 1:30 p.m. What's good? Your boy pretty tuned to have a name like that. That's one of them names coming through. My man Mano T-Pain. Oh, when you hear it, you're like, for the above, man. You know, we out here struggling. We out here grinding, trying to, you know what I mean, live our dreams, chase our destinies.
Shakita, do a lot of people ask.
You know what I mean? Today, matter of fact, I want to take this moment to shout out.
If you're related to Oprah.
All the fathers out there. I ain't talking about baby daddies.
All the time. I'm
talking about fathers. Brothers were all the above, man.
All the time.
Like,
we're out here trying to do what we got to do for our children's sake so that their tomorrow.
Really, I'm really
used to it. Like, that's the only Winfrey in the world.
Will be much better than our yesterdays. You feel what I'm saying? So
all right.
All
right. And my name,
I have only, that's
not even,
why I started off with that song.
Keita,
when you know,
more like I'm Oprah's cousin, so I get to.
You can become something. Always remember that. Too many times.
All the time.
You tend to,
so people don't even
believe,
remember my name.
That you can't be something. Too many times
and
you
say,
tend
oh,
to believe that there is no.
That, oh, that's an operatic.
Tomorrow for you. You can leave from nothing.
Cousin girl.
And become something. But to all the fathers.
You did. Okay. Yeah, that Oprah chick. So.
I salute you. All the daddies out there and the baby daddies, you need to step your game up.
The name anymore.
Okay.
On some real
hits. That's right.
So welcome.
That's too bad.
So, you know, the usual suspects are here, the lovely Lady Joy, as
well,
as always.
What?
And it's funny, and matter of fact, I'm going to jump off.
I'm here, darling.
K. Diddy Esquire is also looming up this right now. Somewhere in the back, like I said, this is your moment. But I was not dropping it.
I'm always floating around.
And say I was, I think it's so-called the Oprah effect, and I was about to say, I hope.
Looming.
Some of the,
yeah, I like that word, looming.
Yes, the effect has rubbed off on you. I'm letting it shine a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Today,
wow.
The show is called,
yeah, I hope so too, right?
Well, I'm not Superman. I'm only human. Because today we got to address some things that... So, but we're going to get back to you many times. Too much is put on us. And sometimes when we stumble, it's like we can't get peace. That is really an... But, you know, I mean, if Superman had kryptonite, what says I? Interesting name to give a book, you know. Let's answer that a little bit. What exactly is release all about? You got to have something to it. So that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, wow. It's so much to explain about release, but...
Real talk. I'm going to open up a chat room in a minute. Lady Joy, welcome to the show. You know they'd be missing you. What's good?
Release is, if you look at the cover of the book, let's start with the cover. You know, it shows me...
Oh, I'm just maxing and relaxing, trying to stay out of this heat and wishing all the fathers...
On the cover, and there's like this teardrop coming down my face, actually. And
good fathers, a happy father's
son. You know,
and all the
what that book is, it's like a follow-up book.
That are fathers. Happy Mother's Day.
From the other country.
Mother's Day, call it.
But it's more or less in terms of, you know, talking to the reader at this point.
Yeah, for real.
Instead of, you know, pouring out my life hardships and successes.
I've been riding, holding it down, you know what I mean?
It really, you know, challenges the reader about their lifestyle and the choices that they're
for doing the job y'all do.
Making.
Got enough.
And pretty much it just asks you questions about, you know, what are you going to do
love coming
with your life? Are
from
you
your
happy
before,
with?
Before I get too far, I want to...
You know, your outcome of the decisions that you made.
So make mention that...
If you're not, you know...
We have a special guest that's going to be...
How are you going to change them? So it really challenges the reader to, you know, dig in deep and you find some answers.
Sheeta Winfrey will be on the show with us
within.
Later on.
About some of the circumstances that they're going through.
I'll work with her a little bit, you know what I mean? She's one of those young ladies. And one of the things been through about herself, so off the show with Maino's song, All the Above, because that song, she can relate to All the Above. Like my man saves the world to me. Maino, because a lot of times people want us to shy away from the trials. Why the hell would you try to stop me when I done been to the bottom of it? I'm trying to get patients to the top that we've been through. And as I read your bio, you feel me? And
you're having a bucket mentality.
One of the things that really jumped out at me is,
you know,
you took some twists and turns. So that's where we are. If you took some bumps and bruises. Welcome to the show, man. It's what you found a way to, you know what I mean, go from not a slight headache, but that don't mean nothing. We still not the sun. We still represent.
Yeah.
That's a really good testimony of the inner strength that slides through. You know what I mean? Found it. Shout out to the good folks over there, World Movement Records. You know what I mean? Got to send them yourself.
Absolutely.
And shout
stuff
like that means the world. Out. www.worldmovement.com in the building is the world to me. You know what I mean? Hey, so
absolutely.
Despite it all, I heard you were going further. You know what? They heard something about a blessing. We were just talking about the heat. Lady Joy, this is for you right here, baby. And that's a positive outlook, and I respect that. This is for you.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of sometimes, and, you know, and I don't like to reiterate on the back. Things that happen in my life, but a lot of times that, you know, you need that reconfirmation to, you know, that belief. It out no matter what. Information there to, you know, to assist you along the way. And, you know, a lot of times a lot of us don't make it out when we're coming from dysfunctional households.
We could show you some summer rain.
A lot of trials and tribulations.
Lady Joy, that was for you.
What have you. We, you know, some,
All right.
Some of us give up, you know. And
you could have had that one.
I didn't. And that's what,
you know what I mean? That,
you know, I want to exemplify
the
public that, you know, you don't have to accept your
current condition.
Trying to
make it a loving show today. Today, the
condition. You can take that
topic is I'm not Superman.
That problem and turn it around and make it
human. You know what I mean? I want to
positive and make it work for you and make it work for your
through the show today because a lot of times we get into
advantage.
That's really good, you know, because there's a lot of
come in and there's just too much being put
people out there
on you.
You might want to explain how to do that because,
you know, your boy Pretty Tony, I come up with
there's some
these topics based on
people out there that just don't know how.
Your life.
They just stay in Jack
experience
relationships.
Just things that I've been through, things.
And just let people
I've seen and
use them
you know,
because
so a buddy of mine triggered me because he's
all they know, you know. And I am,
this young
I applaud
lady and
for being able to.
She basically told him she wants everything.
Do what you did and being able to put it out there.
And when he told me that,
somebody else, that's
what that kind of
our show is all
stunned
about.
Him.
About. You know, being able, you know, we're dysfunctional.
She wants everything.
Well, too, don't get it wrong.
Yeah,
don't get it wrong.
If
we're dysfunctional.
Anybody truly capable of giving everything?
Well, too, we have our moments.
That's
because with
put you on some
Tony and
superhuman status, right?
Diddy ganging up on me.
Diddy?
I had, you know, kind of jacked him up from
you
time.
Know what?
There's a couple of billionaires out there that can give everything.
Fantastic.
They're my family. Wait a minute.
I'm said that, Lady Joy.
They're my family, and I love them.
Because even with the financial wealth, trust me.
And, you know, if I got to slap them
I'll get around
a couple times, which they both like, you know, I got to do it.
Very wealthy people, and some of them are still
I gotta do, but
unhappy.
I applaud your girlfriend.
All
yes,
the time, money.
Thank you so much.
Will buy you happiness.
I applaud
all the material things and work
for doing what you do and keep it.
Girl,
and because
time
can a lot of
give you the happiness that you seek in your soul.
People need to know about this. That way you can help them.
Can't push money.
And with your experiences
down there to give that soul happiness.
You know.
But since you mentioned the word.
It's great. It's great.
Billionaire.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, and we want more
shout it out once again.
People to listen into our show. You know, we have guests like you that
had to bring in
an ad,
Miss
you know,
Sheeta Winston, who happens
to what we do, and like I said,
we
are dysfunctional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I
at the Billionaire's Bible,
we,
the young lady,
meaning both of you are too, okay?
Wow. Also, did I respond now? First of all, I don't mind.
Let me make it. I haven't even had a chance to respond, but I know she's production.
You know,
so Shakita, Pretty Tony, my other partner,
Joy. We all know about your ass,
John.
Okay,
I am not dysfunctional.
Yes, you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
One up in here, bruh.
Having me.
I'm prolific.
Now,
hold on.
Say,
yeah,
well, good afternoon, Miss Winfrey. Good afternoon. Thank you. That's all a brother was asking. I don't mind you calling me dysfunctional.
Yeah, you say it all the time.
How are you?
Good afternoon to you. I'm enjoying this real beautiful hot sunny day.
And we're prolific. We're prolific. We get up
here now.
And we are dysfunctional.
Atlanta, really have time today, so the weather is it's pretty hot, but I'm still enjoying it. So
each other, I can't stand neither one of y'all, but I still love you anyway. But that's what
having a good day.
It's and I want to, girl.
I'm sorry?
It's hot here, too.
Oh, I know.
That's what we
okay.
do. Y'all say stupid shit to piss me off, and you know I'm going to be all up in your ass.
And I want to also say.
And I got my girlfriend here. That's going to happen.
The fathers, all the great dads out there. Happy Father's Day to you today.
Oh, you're
back. What?
Right.
Oh,
absolutely.
Now, you know, one of the things I love, as I was, thank you. You just earned brownie points in me just right there. I appreciate it. You're looking over your brownie points because a lot of times you call yourself an inspirationalist. That just moves me. I just like the way some of it is deserving. A lot of times brothers get the bad end of the stick, and like I said again, I'm going to say it again. Inspirationalist. Sometimes it is deserving, but
thank you,
brothers. You see, I can speak on this because I'm a brother who I handles mine when it comes.
I just
to
you know say you know what I'm not gonna let my
children because
circumstances dictate my future.
My greatest goal in life is to ensure that my children get to be better and more productive people.
You know, once you pretty much confirm that in your mind.
And
you're well on your way to where.
You understand what I'm saying? So
I totally understand. You want to be. I just said, you know, I'm not going to let my circumstances dictate my future, regardless of what it is. So I feel that I'm sorry?
I said I heard that and I applaud
you,
girlfriend.
Thank you. Not too late.
Okay.
Not too late. Even if you can't provide any money, just that phone call. Thank you. Not too late.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that I'm
out of your babies.
I know.
Yeah.
Racing to earn others. And I also
tell them you love them.
Feel that there's people that they love is the best thing that you can all have been an inspiration.
As a matter of fact,
to me,
and we already shouted out the
and
but listen,
sometimes
so this is your moment.
You know,
so
it takes
first of all,
some of us long.
We're famous on this show for just
and
shameless plugs.
To kind of, you know, figure it out.
So we're gonna throw out first shameless plug.
Jump on the bandwagon to
country.com.
Understand? Okay, but you know,
if you don't know the young lady, go
you have
get to know her at the website.
Positive people in your life.
You know what I mean? She has a couple books
that are
out on the market, and I'll let
coaching you, mentoring. You got to listen
lips, the names of
to them because
it's Winfrey, please.
They're not saying it just because.
Your books.
You know, they have I have three books currently. And they've been down that road before you got down the road. And the Billionaire's Bible will be out this fall. And as I first was saying, like layman's book is called The Other Winfrey. Term, as you know, been out for quite some time. But it's the game still doing good. Ain't changed. The play sales chart. And the latest is half. Yeah, I know, right? God is good.
And
the second book is called Relief.
And that
not too long ago, and that's doing real well.
People, it takes longer than others.
All right.
Good.
Now,
congrats, girl. That's true. But the bottom line is,
we're going to start off with the topic of the first book. The Other Winfrey.
It doesn't matter how old you are, so long as you get the message.
Right.
You know, it's kind of hard to have a name like that. That's one of them names when you hear it, you're like,
absolutely.
Eventually.
Joy.
Shakita, do a lot of people ask.
If you're getting a message and you're 99 years old, that shit ain't working.
If you're related to
Oprah.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Whatever, you know, they're 99 years old.
All the time.
Got it going on more than you. That's the only Winfrey in the world, right?
I understand, but I mean, I don't want.
Right,
I want to get the message. With
my name's not even Shakita. It's more like I'm Oprah's cousin, so I get to
99
all the time. So people
need to get it like
that. But everybody is different.
Remember my name,
baby. Everybody is different.
Oh, that's that.
You know,
oh, that's an Oprah Winfrey cousin.
That
girl right there, 99 years old.
So,
that, but the best.
I don't have a name anymore.
Still
close
is.
To get it anyway, so. That's too bad.
It still is. Get it as soon as you can.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm saying
it's funny. And matter of fact,
however long, I know we all wake up at different times.
Right.
I'm going to jump off this right now, because like I said, this is your moment. But I was about to be fucked up because I was watching a show called Oprah Effect. And I was about to say, I hope some of the Oprah Effect has rubbed off on you.
Whoop, you know what I mean? You know who just fucked us up today, so we're going to keep moving.
Wow. Yeah, I hope so too, right?
Keep it rolling. So... Well, we right along now. One of the questions back to you, I forgot to ask, which I that is really, and I could have maybe asked earlier, interesting. What name to give a book? Hey, you hanging with us? We family. Answer that a little bit. What exactly is Release all about?
Oh wow, it's so much to explain about Release, but
you done came to the hood and you hanging with on the block with us, so you family.
Release
is.
If you look at the cover of the book, let's start with the cover. You know, it shows me on the
Billion Years Bible. Tell me a little bit about that book. What is it all about?
Cover, and there's like this teardrop coming down. It's a billion face, actually. And, you know, what that book is, it's like a Bible. It's a follow-up book from the other Winfrey, but it's so motivational. It's an awesome read. More or less in terms of, you know, talking to the reader at this point, instead of, you know, it really burn out my life and my life hardship out. Have you ever read The Secret, The Law of Attraction? Have you ever read Successes? It really, you know, challenges the reader about their lifestyle and their choices that they're making. Okay, it's similar in content. But you really have to get the book. It's a really ask you questions about, you know, what are you going to do with your life? Are you happy with, you know, your outcome of the decisions? It's a book to read. It really talks about the mindset and having realistic made. And if you're not, you know, how are you going to change them? So it really challenges the reader to, you know, dig in deep, patience, and, you know, find some. Remember what your topic today, it talks about unrealistic expectations, answers from within, about some of the circumstances that they're going through. You know, this book talks about real
and one of the things
expectations and
started
how
started off the show with me.
You're going to get there and removing some
song, all the above, because that
things, get those things out of the way that are
hitting. Song means the world to me.
During your expectations.
Because
and
a lot of times people
success.
Want us to
just
shy away from the
definitely good
trials and tribulations
that
we've been through. And as I read your Bible, and you know, one of the things that really
of course,
jumped out at
said, we know
to me is Aimless Plug took some twists and turns in your life.
Aimless Plug.
Shakita took some bumps and bruises. The Winfrey got you found a way. Come, grab a book. You know, copy your book. I mean, go from nothing to something. Off Amazon, you know. And that's a report. It's a good testimony of the inner strength that you find.
That's what we do.
In yourself.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to like that. Show love and support in the world. Because y'all like that means the world. Y'all know your boy Pretty Tony. I'm also to me. You know what I mean? So leading
shameless
by
plug.
Them, despite it all. Oh, I'm eight. I heard you eight. You say eight. I was talking about a blessing, and that's a positive out shameless life. Can I respect that effect up there? You know, world.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times, you know, and I don't like to
shameless plug. It is what it is.
Reiterate the bad things that happen in my life, but
Winfrey.
A lot of times that
it is Miss Winfrey.
You know, you
right.
need that reconfirmation to, you know, that belief. I'm sorry.
And it is not.
You can make it out no matter what.
Miss Winfrey, right?
Since you had, whether it was Miss Winfrey, yes. Financial, dysfunctional household.
All right.
What have you.
Miss Winfrey out here hustling.
You got to have that reconfirmation there to, you know.
The rest of us. She's trying to get her
to assist you along the way. And, you know.
Rock.
a lot of times, a lot of us don't.
Trying to do what we do.
So you make it out. When we're coming from dysfunctional households.
Release.
A lot of trials and
tribulations. The three books.
Tribulations. Have you.
Support.
We, you know, some of us give up.
You know what I mean? And hopefully.
You know, and I didn't. And that's what.
Shining.
You know, I want to.
If you're shining on somebody else and inspire and motivate them.
Fine to the public that, you know,
that's what we
you don't have to accept your current
all about. I like
condition. You can take
my brother from my neck of the woods.
That problem.
Because
turn it around and make it possible.
My brother's from my neck of the woods.
Instead of make it work for you and make
you
it
have nobody shining like
work for your advantage.
So if one of us can
that's really good.
Be on this little
no, because
here doing our thing, that's what we do. I'm sorry to
absolutely.
Keep
going.
There's a lot of people out there. You might want to explain how to do that because there's some people out there that
also, let me throw it out there.
They just don't know how. They just stay in jacked up relationships.
To Tony, Shakita's going to be coming out here to host the Rising Star Showcase with us.
Let people abuse them because that's all they know. You know,
also be doing her book signing out here. Hopefully, along with
I applaud you for being able to do what you did and being
hopefully
able to put it out there.
Along with you and your release of your next book, we can get that tour together.
That's what our show is all about. You know, being able. You know, we're dysfunctional.
Oh, absolutely.
Too. Don't get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And do some stuff out here on the West Coast.
Yeah,
okay.
We're dysfunctional too. We have our moments because with
As well as in Shakita's backyard.
Okay, Diddy ganging up on me. I have to, you know, kind of jack them up from time
you know
to
what?
Time.
In the A, huh?
They're my
people.
They're TL girl.
No.
And
wait a minute. They're my family.
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong as a matter of
fact. And I love them, you know. And, you know, if
that just
gotta slap them around a couple
kind of move me.
Times, which they both like, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do.
As a matter of fact, Miss Shakita Winfrey, I'm
going
to win. You're with family right now. We're going to cook a little taco.
I applaud you for doing what you do and keep it.
Greens and stuff. And we're going to sit and chill for a while and talk about hope.
So are you
hope.
Cooking?
Because
are you
a lot of more people need to know.
Cooking?
No.
We're not charge department. You know, we kind of.
I'm cooking.
We kind of mirror.
Are you cooking?
Listen, I'm cooking.
You know what I mean?
Where you can help them. And with your.
Okay, awesome.
I'm cooking while I'm on this, while I'm doing the show. So I can it's great.
Serious?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You multitasking.
Great. Fantastic, girl. I cook.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
Yeah, and we cut out more people niggas out and do all of that. Listening to our show.
I know that story.
You know, when we have guests like you that can add.
Will you behave, Joy?
I'm behaving. What are you talking about? You know, to what we do. And like I said, we are dysfunctional.
Baby, let me.
Okay. And I said, wait.
I did it again, so I'm going to let go.
Meaning both of y'all, too.
Oh, my. Baby,
okay.
Let me love you down.
I respond not yet. First of all,
there's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down.
So my.
And I haven't even had a chance to respond, but I know.
So many ways to love ya, got me like, oh my God, so.
You speak
you don't need to. We all know
not,
about your ass, okay?
But I am not.
In love, I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh.
Dysfunctional.
Yes, you are. You're the most dysfunctional one up in here, bro.
God.
I'm prolific.
Yeah, prolific.
Hold on. Thank you. That's all I'm saying, bro. mind you calling me dysfunctional.
Yeah, we say it all the time. And we're prolific, we ghetto, and we are dysfunctional. And we love each other. I can't stand neither one of y'all, but I still love you. But that's what we do. That's what we do. Y'all say stupid shit to piss me off, and you know I'm going to be all up in your ass. And I got my girlfriend here that's going to have my
butt. Right.
Now, you know what? You know, one of the things I love, as I was looking over your thing, you call yourself
special.
This is an inspiration.
Just like dynamite, honey, got
a rationalist. That just moved me. I just like the way that.
Booty like pow,
I'm
a say pow, pow.
Again, I'm going to say it again.
Honey, got some boobies like what?
Thank you.
Girl, you know I'm loving you.
I just, you know, say, you know what, I'm not going to let my circumstances dictate my future. You know, once you
check in you,
pretty much confirm that in your mind, you know, you're well on your way to where you want to be. I just said, you know, I'm not going to let my
circumstances
dictate my future, regardless of what it is. So, and I
feel that
I am a. I'm sorry?
I said I heard that and I applaud.
Thank you. And I do feel that I'm inspiring to others.
Up and down.
And I also feel that there's. People have been inspiration to me.
So many ways to love.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, it takes some of us longer than others to kind of,
baby, I can break you.
You know, figure it out and jump on the bandwagon to understand. But, you know, if you have positive people,
that's so many ways to love.
That are coaching you and mentoring you, you got to listen to them because they're not saying it just because, you know, they have a reason. They've been down that road before you got down the road. And as I say in, like, layman terms, you know, the game ain't changed. The players have.
Okay. And the fact that what you just said about some people,
my God,
takes longer than others. That's true. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how old you are, just as you get the message.
Right. Absolutely.
If you get the message, you're 99 years old. That shit ain't working. I'm sorry.
Everybody is different, baby. Everybody is different. You know,
the message still is get as soon as
you
can. You know what I'm saying? I know we all wake up at different times.
Because you're close to 99.
Oh, my. Too,
so, you know.
You're
wonderful.
Well, we know who's just fine today. So we're going to keep it moving.
How you do that, make a
right along. Now, one of the questions I forgot to ask, maybe asked earlier, but hey, hanging with us, we in the hood, we family. You done came to the hood and you hanging on the block with us. So you family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Billionaire's Bible. So tell me a little bit about that book. What is it all about?
My head,
and I
read the Billionaire's Bible is just so motivational. It's an awesome read. It really talks.
So, honey, let me love you down.
About, have you ever read The Secret, The Law of Attraction? Have you ever read any of those books?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
it's
to love you, baby, I can break it down.
Similar in content, but you really have to get the book. It's a really awesome book to read. It really talks about the mindset and having real.
There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my God.
Realistic expectations. Remember what your topic today, it talks about unrealistic expectations. Well, you know, this book talks about realistic expectations.
I found you finally, you make me want to say,
and how you're going to get there and removing some things, get those things out of the way that are hindering your expectations and your success. So this is definitely
my God.
Get read.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, like I said, we're notorious for shameless plugs.
Shameless.
ShakitaWinfrey.com. Grab a copy of her book off Amazon. You know, support the sisters.
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
What do we do out here? We're trying to show love and support because y'all know you.
Oh my God. I did it again, so I'm on the door.
Tony, I'm all for leading
shameless
by
plug
example. Hey, I was shameless.
As
a matter of fact, I'm
not.
It is what it is. We out here hustling, Miss Winfrey. It is Miss Winfrey, right?
I'm sorry?
And it is not Mrs., it's Miss Winfrey, right?
Miss Winfrey, yes.
Right. Miss Winfrey out here hustling like the rest of us. Yes, she trying to be welcome back to the show that long. You know, just pulling out the pretty Tony stealing. We trying to do what we're building. Elvis ain't left the building yet, you know what I mean? So, Billionaires are going to play live every release Sunday 2:30. We come to the other way. We represent the three books. Me, Lady Joy, K. Diddy, the young lady wrote. Choir. Support her. You know what I mean? Today's topic is I'm super full of the land. I'm only human. And, of course,
girl,
she's shining. She's shining. We got our special guest, Miss Shakita Winfrey. Somebody else in Inshallah with us. Fire and motivate them because that's what we are. You know what I mean? About. I like anybody who wants to sign like my brother's phone at her. Add to my neck of the woods because a lot of my brothers from somebody who wants to holler at her. Press the neck of the woods. Ain't had nobody shining light. So it's number one, jump into the conversation. What can be on this little ear doing our thing. That's what we do. I'm from my good folks in the chat room. I see you. What's good? Hard to catch y'all.
Absolutely.
Also, let me throw it out to Winfrey back on the show.
And too, Tony, Shakita's going to be coming out here to host.
Sure. Hold on here. I had a question.
As a star showcase with us and also be doing her book.
The chat room for you.
Signing out.
Okay.
Shakita, are you there?
Here.
Yes, I'm here.
Along with you and your release of your next
chat room stairs. What made you decide
you
to write
that tour together?
Oh, absolutely.
What were the motivating factor behind them?
Do some stuff out here on the West Coast as well.
It's
going to
be so much fun. Oh, wow. The motivating factor behind.
As well as in Shakita's backyard.
Writing these books is that I felt like I had a story to tell. Hey,
In the A, huh?
In the A, K-Cow girl.
I went through so much in my life growing up. In the A, dysfunctional family, et cetera, et cetera.
As a matter of fact, that just kind of moved me, too.
Problems after one after another. I just felt like I had a story to share with
Miss Shakita Winfrey, don't go nowhere. You with family right now.
With the world. And that what made me write the books and what motivated me.
Salad greens and stuff. And we're going to sit with you for a while and talk about hope.
After I wrote the books, is that how I saw when people would read the book and how they express. Are you cooking?
No, that's Charles' department. You know, we kind of.
I'm cooking.
You know, Shakita, you know, I cried when I read the book because I went through the same thing last year.
Are you cooking? Yeah, I'm cooking.
You know what I mean? Okay, awesome. That what really made me more motivated to continue. You writing because I felt like I was touching.
I'm cooking while I'm doing the show. I can.
Are you serious? I felt that I was helping somebody out there that might have needed my help or they need my help. You multitasking.
I'm multitasking, girl.
That paragraph that might have changed their life or what have you. I just felt
this niggas out and do all of that.
That from that, that's what motivated me when I saw all the responses that I was getting from writing these.
No,
that's Joy, right. Will you behave, Joy?
That's great, girl. Behave. I am so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's great to have a sister to come out there and just put it out there, the things that she's gone through.
I did it again, so I'm going to let go.
Through to be able to help somebody else. And
oh, my.
Just got to tell you, Shakita, you are part of a new.
Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love
another dysfunctional family, and we welcome
you.
And we love you.
Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways.
You need to cut that out.
We are dysfunctional. Dude, please. You the most.
Love ya. Got me like, oh my God. So in love. I found you fine.
Of all of us, what? Wow.
You make me wanna say oh.
Anyway, you know what? Yeah.
What we do to get it?
Oh,
we.
Oh my God.
Fight with each other. Oh me. Oh hey.
You make me wanna say.
Y'all my family. I'll never be ashamed of y'all. Okay, I'm just welcome. Her to the family of dysfunctional folks. And KD.
Oh, I fell in love with Shawty.
Please, don't be perpetrating the fraud because you dysfunctional.
When I seen her on the dance floor, she was dancing sexy, pop, pop, pop.
Like the rest
of us. Dropping low, never
even more.
I'm trying
and
to make
it. And I
had a lady hit me on the first.
Fresh.
This was something special.
I'm trying to make a good impression.
Okay, there are a lot of.
This was just like dynamite, honey.
It's functioning now.
Got a booty like pow, pow, pow.
What's he going on here?
Oh, honey, got some boobies like. Wow, oh, wow.
Is that even a
girl, you
bird?
I'm loving.
Oh, we love
yo, loving yo,
each other, girl. We break out the.
Check.
Change and all of that.
Oh, wow.
Checking you out like,
Now, we're going to touch on the topic of the show for a moment. You know.
She got it all.
I'm like a Superman.
From my head to toe.
And most
and
human.
It all and all and all.
You know, it
baby, let me love.
Even though I use the word Superman.
Down.
There are men out there who are
expecting
women to be
safe and love you
for women.
Baby, I can break you.
You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, Mary J had a song a few years ago that
love ya.
Flaws in
got me like hope.
And this wasn't all of us.
In love, I found you.
Now,
absolutely.
This room tree, I
finally, you make me want
to. I've seen your pictures there.
Oh.
Damn. That's, you know, that's all about. Mother can say.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Thank you.
You make me wanna tap. You make me wanna say.
Hey, Tony. I want to just walk with this one little thing. Because,
this
one thing about Shakira that blew me away when I seen it, like the look. Army experience. Because I couldn't.
This one just like that.
Looking at her and even tying that in.
Out of sight and fell in love
with that. Her whole little thing, you know what I mean? I mean, her whole journey to get here is just impressive. So we kind of like him on the surface. But people really don't know how incredible it really was.
Oh, baby, you got it all.
Wow. Yeah, we're really we're just so deep, yeah. You know, I was in the military.
Let me love you down. That's so
not long though, but I was in there for almost a year. But you know, that being in there also taught me a little bit of discipline.
Man,
people didn't really expect for me to go that route, but you know, I was, you know, I was making decisions then, and you know, based on the circumstances, I made a lot of fast decisions. You know, I had children.
Oh my God.
And you know, I had to think fast. So you know, those were one of the outlets.
Oh my gosh.
That I've take again. You know, to see if it will work to get me where I needed to be.
Oh my God.
But I didn't stay long.
But you. I did it again, so you can't stay long. You were in there.
Oh, I can absolutely say I was there, but I did not stay long.
Oh my.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know we had talked. I know we had spoke a little briefly on earlier about when you got there. It kind of helped you with your focus and discipline. Saying that correctly kind of helped you. Cool things.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show.
Perspective.
Yeah, it did. Just for the short period of time.
So we're still in the building.
I was there. It was
left the building yet. You know what I mean? Kind of play.
I was
five every Sunday.
Say it was like 4:30.
We come through here.
Discipline. There was nobody that I could call. I could not call.
And me, Lady George, K. Diddy Esquire,
Grandma.
Today's topic is I'm not Superman, I'm only human, and of course...
Anything, you know, it's just, I was out of my element, out of my zone.
But our special
and
guest...
And it was for...
discipline.
Tita Winfrey chilling with us, you know what I mean?
And I really just had to step up to the plate and just had to deal with, you know, what can
anybody who wants to holler at her
from that. And
absolutely.
And, you know, on the back end, it really.
Anybody who wants to holler at her.
Oh, it really did help because it kept me focused.
Pressed enough.
It kept me, you know, waking up every
to the conversation.
4 o'clock, almost forever. Even after I got out of.
For my good folks in the chat room, I see you.
Out of the Army, I was waking up like at 4 a.m., like.
With y'all.
In my bed and shining my shoes. And I was like. You know, if you
let me let Miss Winfrey back
like that was tight, girl. Make sure
right.
The show.
Come on.
Hey, but let me ask you a joy. Hey, let me ask you.
Sure.
The joy.
Hold on here. I had a quick
joy dysfunctional question.
Can I
give
room for
you? Did you look? Did
you
look?
Okay.
Did you look when you was in the Army? Did you look like you look now, Van?
Yes, I'm here.
Asia Productions in the chat
room. That was established.
I
think some of the features were
there. Did you decide to write books?
But, you know, I don't think that I'm
the motivating factor,
like, you know, such, you know, out there as I am. I'm older now. I'm wearing makeup
behind.
I'm doing writing these things that, you know, actually, you know, books. I mean,
that I felt like I
are normally the story to post to do. You know, back then, I
went through so much
into makeup and, you know, wasn't really
in my life
to grow, you know, dressing, you know,
yep.
Appropriately.
Yep. Dysfunctional for wearing Air Family
Ones. I was doing just some et cetera, crazy,
et cetera.
You know, job problem suits. I mean, I stuck the one. I had the look, but it really
another.
I just felt like, you know,
I had
now I've kind of developed and there with to be a grown woman, girl, and that what made, you know, write the books.
Why does that?
And what motivated me after I wrote
it? Be a joy dysfunctional question.
The books is that how I saw.
Why that got to be that?
When people would read the book and how.
Because.
Express.
What?
You know, Shakita.
What?
You know, I cried when I read the book because I went through the same thing last year.
No,
really,
I knew you were
more motivated to continue
you really want
writing.
No,
because I felt
I wouldn't ask that question.
I was touching someone.
No, you wanted to know.
I felt that I was helping.
Oh, Negro.
Some
please, okay. So
somebody out there that might have needed
be real with it.
My help or they
be real
needed.
But you wanted to know, but
that paragraph that might have changed.
Sally looked like. I haven't seen
their life or
picture, but
what
picture, she's beautiful
you,
and all
that.
So don't even pull me in
from that. That's what motivated me when I saw the
See, you're always starting shit with me.
Answers that I'm getting from writing these.
But see what I got to do.
Good girl. I
love him, but I was like,
I am so proud of you.
Really drop kick him in the next week, though. I really am.
Thank you.
Right on.
That's great.
Right on.
Too funny.
And he likes it when I get physical. Likes it when
I
get physical. I'm out there and just put it out there, the things that she's gone through.
This is for you. This is for you. She's
gone through
the age of,
to be able to help somebody.
Productions in the chat room says
yes. And I just got to tell you,
at times,
you are our.
The military is forced discipline. Either
part of another dysfunction.
Learn from it or you go backwards.
Family, and we welcome
you. Chose to
you
go forward from it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Love you.
Need to cut that out. You need to cut
we are
that
dysfunctional.
Out.
Do please.
Yes.
You're the most dysfunctional of all of us.
I thought so. Yeah, definitely.
What?
Wow.
Anyway.
You know what?
I mean, one thing is, you know, what don't make you stronger?
In fight with each other. Oh, who, me?
Oh,
hell no. Y'all my family. I'll never be ashamed of you.
If you let it break you, it will definitely do it. Yeah, it'll kill you.
Okay, I should welcome her to the family of dysfunctional folks. And K. Diddy, please don't be perpetrating the fraud because you dysfunctional.
Oh, you know, at the end of the day, like, that's not what I wanted. The
rest of us even more.
I'm trying to make a good impression.
My life. It has to be something, you know, within.
Okay, is there a lot of dysfunctionality going on here?
Is that the inner power, the inner strength that you want to see something more for in a word?
Oh, we love each other, girl. We break out the whips and chains and all of that.
Life, and that's what I chose. And I didn't let, you know, my... Oh, wow.
Now, we're going to touch on the topic of the show for a moment, you know.
Circumstances dictate my outcome. So I say, you know what?
I'm not Superman.
The heck with this?
I'm only human. It's not, you know, it applies, even though I use the word Superman.
I'm going to do this, and it's going to work.
Men out there with
it. You know? And a lot of people disrespect
women to be superwomen. You understand what I'm saying? But
read with me.
They had a song a few
when I was making certain
years ago.
Yes, to that.
Said flaws and all. And there are flaws in all of us.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that you got to, you know, in this lifetime, you're going to have a lot of.
I've seen your pictures, and hot damn. That's, you know, that's all a brother can say at this point.
People that's not going to agree with you. They're not going to like you. They're not going to approve of
you. You cover up.
Thank you. I try. certain things that you do.
Tony, yeah. I want to just mention this one little thing because, see, this one thing.
Come down the right road and, you know, don't.
About Shakira that blew me away.
Never let nobody.
When I seen the, like, the little army experience. Because I couldn't picture looking at her.
See that you can't
and even
do it. That's so untrue.
Tying that in with that the whole little thing, you know.
You know,
I mean,
do what you can, and anything is possible as long as you have faith, and you know you definitely believe in it. It will definitely come to pass.
Well, Shakira, you know, it's like you said, you got to do what's best for you. Because people, you know, you get a lot of lip service from a lot of people that's not doing anything for you, paying your bills, keeping a roof over your head, feeding you, or none of that. So you got to do what's best for you. And you felt that worked for you, and that's all that matters.
Right.
You don't have to give anybody else in because people, you know, they'll give you lip service all day long and won't do a damn thing. But
right, absolutely.
Absolutely. It was best for you, and I applaud you, and you keep on doing it, girlfriend.
Thank you.
I got something off Twitter for you. It doesn't pertain to nothing that we're talking about, but, hey, my man took time off Twitter to say he calls himself the real R.O.B. I just Googled you, and hot damn, I'm doing my show tonight at the Uptown Comedy Corner alongside the other kings in ATL. Come check me out, Shakita.
Okay.
That's off Twitter for you. He said he moved, and I guess the picture grabbed him the way it grabbed me. So he wants you to come to his comedy show tonight.
Oh, where is that? Uptown Comedy?
Uptown Comedy Court.
On Marietta Street. Okay, definitely.
That's going to work.
I know where everything is at. can we all come?
Right, okay.
Yeah, we're going to fly up out of Las Vegas and go to Atlanta for the comedy show.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to bring the comedy show to out here in Las Vegas.
Ain't that the damn truth? Let me see if anybody else in the chat room got anything else to say up in here. Asia Production says, either you learn from it, go backwards, but she said, once it appears that you're doing well, a lot of people want to jump on board. That is true. People always want to jump on the bandwagon of a winner. But when you're trying to get there, how many of those people try to push it along, become successful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, everybody want to be
you can count the people on one hand. When things fall from you, you can count the people on one hand, or actually on one finger joint. You know, the people that ain't got it going on, okay?
Right. You're right. Well, guess, you know, here's the thing. Everybody want to be with a winner. You know, don't nobody want to be with somebody that's losing. Everybody want to be a part of something that, that they feel is winning, the winning team. You know, very seldom you want to see, you know, you want to be with something, somebody that's on a losing team. You want to be with somebody who's on a winning team. And that's what happens. You know, everybody wants that. And when you don't, when you're not winning, then people start to disappear. You know, the conversations become shorter. The visits become shorter, the communication becomes shorter, because now when you used to could talk on the phone for an hour to your homegirl, that's because you probably was, you know, offering some things and keeping her going, you know, and now that you can't take care of her, you can't offer anything for her, then your conversations are limited, because now she got to go talk to somebody else so she can get something from that person. Oh, I got to go, hon. I got to go get this money, you know. So there. You know,
okay,
therefore,
I need them concert tickets and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, you know, so your conversations, and, you know, I've been through that. I've definitely been through that. I didn't really have a whole lot of friends. Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of friends growing up because I had nothing to offer them, you know, and when I got older and
to get here,
start, you know, investing and doing businesses and real estate and, you know, buying a couple things here and there and, you know, doing business ventures here.
It's just impressive. I know we kind of like skimmed.
In Atlanta, then I've seen, you know, like Drake said, I didn't know you last year. You know, who are you?
On the surface.
So, you know, that's how it goes.
But people really don't know how incredible.
That's normal. We're humans and that's life, you know. It's human nature.
Yeah, been there, done that a couple of times.
Well, it really was.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. KD in the chat room, they want you to behave yourself. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
No.
Behave yourself, man.
So,
wow.
You know, that's what we're talking about, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
People sometimes,
we're
especially, man, you see, that's what I talk about us. The conversation
really skim out.
Starts off one way, but the universe takes it the way it's supposed to go. Because we were talking about being superman and human. But at the same
time,
a lot of times when you're trying to progress, people see you as something.
Yeah.
Like this damn blank checkbook. You know, you only made a nickel. You ain't even a damn dollar.
So deep, yeah.
That you're trying to make. But they always showing up talking about ancient cars.
You know, I was in
and houses. And you're like, damn, I ain't even made a dollar yet. I'm hustling. You know what I mean? So they already said you on a Superman,
I was in
Superwoman status. Like you're supposed to already.
For
you got a couple books about it? What?
What?
You know what I want?
I'm off eat here. But that being.
You know how long
I saw them pair of Louis Vuitton shoes over there.
And they're also
taught
me a little bit of discipline.
Yeah. You know how
people didn't really
long royalty checks take to roll around.
Expect
somebody don't stop and think these things.
To go that
right. She acted
out, but you
funny.
I was, you know, I was making some decisions.
Yes, she is. Yes, she
and,
is.
But you know what,
you
though? You know what, though, Tony? You know what, though, Tony?
Just then, and,
it,
you know, based on the circumstances.
It's like a lot of people that, well, I said
dances. I made
a few people that come into some money
out of fast,
you know, that's been there and done that.
Decisions.
A lot of people think, oh, well, you done changed.
No, I had children and, you know.
Your attitude. No, I haven't changed my attitude. You've changed your attitude towards me because
I had to think fast. So, you know, those are one of the outlets.
Got it. You know, and you're not having it like that. And I think that's really piss poor.
That I've taken, you know, to see if it will work.
Because, yeah, there are some people that haven't had before, and they come into something, and they
to get where I needed to be. But I didn't stay long.
Act and they just trip out and stuff like that. But when you get older and you go through some things, but you can't. When you're blessed with being able to have that again,
say you were in,
you know better the second time.
Oh.
There.
Oh, I can absolutely say I was there, but I did not stay long. Absolutely.
And as far as for me, my attitude is not going to change. My address might change.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know we had talk. I know we had.
Okay. But my attitude is not going to change because I've been there and done that a couple of times.
Spoke a little briefly on it earlier about one of the things that you got there. It kind of helped you.
And you get more wiser the older
each time. Each time.
You get more
with your focus and discipline. If I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, sir. Because the things that you did before and it didn't work for you, it's like, oh well, we're not going to do that no more. And then people
kind of help you. Pull things into perspective.
Well, you all stuck up your stuff. You know, it's not even about that. You know, I've learned from that. And just because I'm not giving you what you want.
Yeah, it did. Just for the short period of time that I was there.
Because I worked hard to get mine, you know. And some people are looking at that. Well, that
it was like
that crab and this
discipline.
Bucket mentality. No, baby. I work for this.
There was nobody that I could call.
I'm not trying to pull you down.
I could not call grandma.
I did mine.
My grandpa thing, you know, it's just I was
do yours.
Out of my element, out of my zone.
You know,
and it was forced.
Is there a way I can help
the plan? And I really had to step up to the plate and
you up.
Just had to deal with
top of that bucket.
You know what came from it.
You know, I do that, but
and you know, on the back end, it really,
you know, you got to work for yours like I work for mine.
It helped. It really did help because it kept me focused. It kept me.
A lot of us in the minority,
you know,
community,
waking up every morning at 4 o'clock.
We
almost forever, even after God.
And it's really sad.
Out of the army, I was
because,
waking up like at 4.
You know, people think,
you all making my bed and shining
all up in the
shoes,
limelight and all that. And,
I was like, you know,
make
if people
sure
like
that bed was tight, girl. Make sure
right.
You think you all that? No.
Hey,
I'm caught.
Hey, let me.
No. I'm talking about from my.
Let me ask you a joy. Let me ask you a joy. Joy dysfunctional.
That is not me. I've been in the limelight for a long
time. Shakita. You
know, it comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. And when you're blessed with it.
Did you look when you belonged to me? Did you look like you look now then?
Work with it. You know.
Right, absolutely. I don't think I was.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm like, spread the wealth. Because
I think some of the features.
There's so much out there for all of us. And then,
it is.
You know,
people there. But,
have some people out there that's,
you know, I don't think that I was like, you know, such, you know.
Well, greedy. They just want to keep it and don't want to share it. If you don't.
More out there as I am now in terms of, you know, I'm older now. I'm wearing makeup. I'm doing.
You got my address, Joy.
Things that, you know, actually, you know, women are normally supposed to do, you know, they're scared they're going to take whatever they have. Like, they
but
know, wasn't
okay.
here into makeup and, you know, wasn't really into.
Here's a perfect example.
You know people dress, you know, thing, you know, people appropriately. I was wearing Air Force Ones. I was doing just disagree with my philosophy. I feel crazy stuff. You shouldn't have, you know. Jogging suits. I mean, to, you know, reinvent the look, but it really, the real is working. It ain't broke. I've kind of developed into be a grown woman. You know,
probably
so
have to
add something to it, just like McDonald's, for example.
Why does that have to be a joy dysfunctional question? Why that got to be?
It's recipe. The recipe worked for so many years, and McDonald's has.
Because.
What?
Worse and
what?
Is it, you know, in terms of growth measures, and they're like almost the number one.
You can't even
answer.
Fast food chain out here. So why would not you reinvent the wheel?
You and Tony really wanted to know, but y'all wouldn't ask that question.
When something is.
No, you wanted to.
Working.
No, Negro.
And maybe you can add something to it to make it better.
Okay? So be real with it.
But don't try
be real what it is.
To reinvent.
Good to know what.
So, you know, a lot of people don't. Yeah. See that.
Kelly looked like, I haven't seen her picture.
I don't see either.
But I'm sure she's beautiful and all of that. So don't even.
Hey, matter of fact, speaking on that,
well,
let me make a big shout out. Billion.
Be into that. See, y'all were starting shit with me.
the Bible.
You know
what I gotta do?
Yeah, yeah, y'all want to get y'all mind right. You know, I'm all about getting the dose.
I love him, but I would, like, really drop kick him in the next week, though.
That's right. Some of y'all need to get that Billionaire's Bible drops and get some.
And he likes it when I get physical.
This is for you, knowledge and wisdom put in your soul, because that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? This is for you.
Absolutely.
When Peter, Asia Productions in the chat room says, at times the military is forced, this circumstances change. Either, you know what I mean? Every relationship has its complexities, whether it's a personal relationship, they learn from it or you go backwards from it. You chose to go forward from it, right?
Yes.
This relationship. And a lot of times we come in and place too much premium on certain. All right.
Yes. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, definitely. You know, one thing is.
Things that are just not realistic.
You know, what don't make you strong?
You know what I'm saying? And
what
can be done. Always.
If you let it break you, it will definitely do it. Yeah, it'll kill you. So
it's down on everything that we're doing.
No, at the end of the day,
this life,
that's not what I wanted for my life. It has to be something, you know, within, that inner power, that inner strength.
Something don't just drop in your lap, like, you know what I mean? And that's
that you want to see something more for your life. And that's what I chose. And I didn't let, you know, my circumstance.
For my people. You get into a relationship.
Dictate my outcome. So I say, you know what, the heck with this, I'm going to do this, and it's going to work, you know. And a lot of people disagree.
Relationship Monday, you get a job Monday, you start something new Monday.
Agreed with me when I was making certain decisions to better my life, and that's one thing that you got to, you know, in this lifetime.
By Tuesday, you're looking for a damn promotion.
And you're going to have a lot of people that's not going to agree with you.
Could you have
you? They're not going to like you. They're not going to approve of certain things that you do. But if you feel you're going down the right road, and, you know, don't ever let nobody tell you that you can't do it. That's so untrue. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you can, and anything is possible as long as you have faith and you definitely believe in it. It will definitely come to pass.
Well, Shakita, you know, it's like you said, you got to do what's best for you. Because people, you know, you get a lot of lip service from a lot of people that's not doing anything for you, paying your bills, keeping a roof over your head, feeding you, or none of that. So you got to do what's best for you. And you felt that worked for you, and that's all that matters.
Right.
You don't have to give anybody else a thing, because people, you know, they'll give you lip service all day long and won't do a damn thing. But
right, absolutely.
You know, it was best for you, and I applaud you, and you keep on doing it, girlfriend.
Thank you.
I got something off Twitter for you. It doesn't pertain to nothing that we're talking about, but, hey, my man took time off Twitter to send it. He calls himself the real ROB. I just Googled you, and hot damn, I'm doing my show tonight at the Uptown Comedy Corner alongside the other kings in ATL. Come check me out, Shakita. So
okay.
That's off Twitter for you. He said he Googled you, and I guess the picture grabbed him the way it grabbed me. So he wants you to come to his comedy show tonight.
Where is that? Uptown
Comedy?
Uptown Comedy
Court.
On Marietta Street. Okay, definitely.
That's
going to work.
He know where everything is at.
Hey, can we all come?
Right, okay.
Yeah, we're going to fly up out of Las Vegas and go to Atlanta for the comedy show.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to bring the comedy show to out here in Las Vegas.
Ain't that the damn truth? Let me see if anybody else in the chat room got anything else to say up in here. Asia Production says, either you learn from it, go backwards, but she said, one, it appears that you're doing well. A lot of people want to jump on board. That is true. People always want to jump on the bandwagon of a winner. But when you're trying to get there,
when you're
how many
doing
of those
good.
People? Yeah. How many of those people try to push it along, become successful?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to be with.
You can count the people on one hand. When things fall from you, you can count the people on one hand, or actually on one finger joint. You know, the people that ain't got it going on, okay?
Right, you're right. Well, guess, you know, here's the thing. Everybody want to be with a winner.
You know, don't nobody want to be with somebody that's losing. Everybody want to be a part of something that they feel is winning, the winning team. You know, very seldom you want to see, you know, you want to be with somebody that's on a losing team. You want to be with somebody who's on a winning team. And that's what happens. You know, everybody wants that. And when you're not winning, then people start to disappear. You know, the conversations become shorter. The visits become shorter, the communication becomes shorter, because now when you used to could talk on the phone for an hour to your homegirl, that's because you probably was, you know, offering some things and keeping her going, you know, and now that you can't take care of her, you can't offer anything for her, then your conversations are limited, because now she got to go talk to somebody else so she can get something from that person. Oh, I got to go, hon. I got to go get this money, you know. So there's... You know,
I need them concert tickets and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, you know. So yeah, so your conversations, and you know, I've been through that. I've definitely been through that. I didn't really have a whole lot of friends. Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of friends growing up because I had nothing to offer them. You know. And when I got older and start, you know, investing and doing businesses and real estate and you know buying a couple things here and there and you know doing business ventures here in Atlanta, then I've seen, you know, like Drake said, I didn't know you last year. You know, who are you? Right? So, you know, that's how it goes. That's normal. We're humans, and that's life, you know. It's human nature.
Yeah, been there, done that a couple of times.
Yes, indeed. KD in the chat room, they want you to behave yourself.
Wow. Behave yourself, man.
So, wow. You know, that's what we're talking about. You know, people Friday, but sometimes, especially, man, you see, that's what I talk about. Us. The conversation starts off one way, but the universe takes it the way it's supposed to go. Because we were talking about, you got it about being Superman and human. But at the same time, a lot of times when you're trying to progress, people view you as something like this. Damn blank. Cultivate that. If you're in a checkbook, you know, later you only made a nickel. You ain't even made the damn dollar that you're trying to make. But they already showing up talking about they want cars and houses and relationship. Things can't work. Damn, I ain't even made a dollar yet. I'm hustling.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they already done put you on a Superman, Superwoman status, self out in the first day. Like you're supposed to already. Oh, you got a couple books out? What?
What?
You know what I want? I want that new 300. You know how long we want to check first? The first
one. Louis Vuitton shoes over there that I want.
Yeah. You know how long royalty checks take to roll around? Nobody don't stop and think these things. She acting funny. Yes, she is. That's why.
You know what though, Tony? It's like. A lot of people that, I say a few people that come.
Name of the show today is I'm Not Super.
To some money, you know, that's been there and done that. A lot of people think, oh, well, you done changed your attitude. No, I haven't changed
human.
You've changed your attitude towards me because I got it, you know, and you're not having it like that. And I think that's really
speak. I'm all, you know,
there are some people that haven't had before, and they come into something, and they don't know how to act, and they just trip out and stuff like that. But when you get
on the top of the strap,
older,
the sphere,
and you go through some things, and when you're blessed with being able to have that again, you know better than
the
second time.
Oh, absolutely.
L.A.
And as far as
somebody, yes.
As for me, my attitude is not going to change. My address might change.
You got to give me time to get there.
Okay? But my attitude is not going to change because I've been there and done that a couple of times.
Is what
and you get more wiser the older
each
you
time.
Get.
It's all about
each time.
Each time you get more wiser because
yeah.
The things that you did before. And it didn't work for you, it's like, oh, well, we're not going to do that no more. And then people are like, oh, well, you all stuck up for your stuff. You know, it's not even about that. You know, I've learned from that. And just because I'm not giving you what you want, because I worked hard to get mine, you know, and some people.
And what you're saying, you know.
Oh, look at that. Well, that's that crab in the bucket mentality. No, baby. I work for.
Often, sometimes we believe that others.
This, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to pull you down. I did mine. Do yours. You know,
mm-hmm.
And if there's a way I
ought to treat us the way that we want them to respond, we tend to
help you put help push you up to the top of that bucket. You know, I'll do that, but you know, you got to work for yours like I work for mine. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of us in the minority community, we have that mentality, and it's really sad because you know, people think, oh, you all up in the slime light and all that, and you think you all that. No. I'm talking about from my perspective. No, that is not me. I've been in the limelight for a long time. You know, it comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. And when you're blessed with it, work with it. You know.
Right,
and
absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm like, spread the wealth. Because there's so much out there for all of us. And then,
it
you
is.
Know, we have some people out there that's so greedy, they just want to keep it and don't want to share it. If you don't
right.
share it, it's
you,
not going to go
You got my
there.
Address, Joy.
Yeah.
They're scared that they're going to take whatever they have. But, you know,
okay.
here's a perfect example. You know, people might disagree with my philosophy. I feel like you shouldn't have to, you know, reinvent the wheel. If the wheel is working, it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. You can probably add something to it. Just like McDonald's, for example. Why would you change the recipe? The recipe worked for so many years. And McDonald's have flourished in business, you know, in terms of growth measures, and they're like almost like the number one, you know, fast food chain out here. So why would you reinvent the wheel when it's something that's working and maybe you can add something to it to make it better, but don't try to reinvent it. So, you know, a lot
right,
of people don't,
right.
yeah, see that concept right, either. So. Right.
Hey, matter of fact, speaking on that, let me make a big shout out, Billion Years Bible. Yeah. Y'all want to get y'all mind right. You know, I'm all about taking a dose of act right. Some of y'all need to get that Billion Years Bible when it drops and get some knowledge and wisdom put in your soul, because that's what it's all about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When circumstances change, you know what I mean? Every relationship has its complexities, whether it's a personal relationship, business relationship, and a lot of times we come in and we place too much premium on certain things that are just not realistic. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And there's work to be done. There's always work to be done on everything that we're doing in this life. It takes work. Nothing don't just drop in your lap like, you know what I mean? And that's my people. This is for my people. You get into a relationship Monday. You get a job Monday. You start something new Monday. By Tuesday, you're looking for a damn promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Could you have at least get me to Friday? You got to cultivate that. If you're in a relationship, things can't work itself out in the first day, the first week, the first month. It takes time. That's why the name of the show today is I'm Not Superman, I'm Only Human. We're not at warp speed. I'm all, you know, I can't stand on the top of the stratosphere and zoom with my cake to L.A. to please somebody else. You got to give me time to get there. Is what this is all about.
Yeah, and then, you know, yeah, and then also, just to add what you're saying, you know, often sometimes we believe that others ought to treat us the way that we want them to respond. We tend to put, you know, our relationships, you know, expecting more from a person than they can deliver. And when it fails, and when they fail to meet our expectations, we feel frustrated and betrayed, and we feel like, you know, We resent them because they didn't meet up to what we've set out already.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. What the next person thought it should be. If you had taken the time to examine what you're working with, sort of like going back to the food analogy, if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you don't taste what you're cooking, how the hell you know what it tastes like? Hold on.
Relationship.
377, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Greetings,
you know,
family. How are you all doing? Pretty
hey,
Tony,
girl.
Lady Joy, K Diddy.
What's up?
Shakita Winfrey.
Hey, more from a person that, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Blessed.
Absolutely.
Blessed to be a blessing. Then they can deliver.
Yes, absolutely you are. And, you know, I'm proud of you because I'm proud of me, you know, and we are every woman.
When it fails. And
you know, and what you are bringing right now, you know, to those that are reaching out and even asking inside, you know, saying whatever the book
to meet our expectations
are that you're bringing forth. And, you know, we're going to promote, definitely bring those books out.
Thank
like
you.
And a player play. You know, somebody needs to hear that. A whole
feel frustrated and betrayed.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
You know, yeah, and so we give thanks. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate it. Thanks. We like,
thank
you, know.
You. Thank you. I'm listening.
You know,
I'm putting that up, you know, okay?
I feel the love in the room, and I'm just, you know, teary-eyed and proclaiming right now.
Because they didn't.
Y'all don't go nowhere, man. We got
Happy Father's Day to us.
Oh,
happy
Father's Day.
Yep, to what we've set out our
fathers.
Yes.
And happy to the mothers who are fathers. And we're going to let Miss Selena Johnson sing you a little something.
It is.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. What the.
Brand new.
Next person thought it should be.
Johnson.
I don't live without you. Every day that I.
If you had taken the time to examine.
Open my eyes and turn to my side. I smiled inside because the one who was there was.
What you're working with, sort of like going back. The food analogy. If you in the kitchen. And you cooking, and you don't taste what you're cooking. And how the hell. You know what it tastes like. Hold on. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Family, how are you all doing? Pretty ladies and girls. Okay, Diddy.
What's
that? The drove the
camel
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Blessed. Blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, absolutely you are. And, you know, I'm proud of you because I'm proud of me. You know, and we are every woman.
And has she met
you know, and
or maybe your mom,
what you are bringing right now, you know, to those that
who love me and still call me,
are reaching out and even asking inside, you know,
and how could this be?
Whatever the books are that you're bringing forth,
tell me what's better than storming the weather.
And, you know, we're going to promote. Definitely, you know.
When you love and have a history.
Thank
like
you.
And a play, you know.
How could you go too well?
Somebody needs to hear that. A whole lot of
thank
people
you.
Need to hear that.
What this is about.
Thank you
and,
so much.
You know, yeah, and so we give thanks. I'm proud of
you.
Love you.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm listening. I'm backing up, you know, okay?
I feel a lump in the room when I'm getting all teary eyed.
Is that what this is? I'm
putting a lump right now. Y'all don't believe.
You leave your own
home. Come on here, man. We got
happy Father's Day to us.
Happy Father's Day to the fathers.
Yes.
And happy to the mothers. And we're going to let Miss Selena Johnson send you a little something, something. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody online, everybody on
the
switchboard, everybody on Twitter that's been hitting up. We had a great show today. We're talking to Miss Shaquita Winfrey. She's been chilling with us, you know what I mean?
Baby, tell me, what's on the past? What does she
done became a far part of the deep, prolific, dysfunctional family, but we make it work. We make it happen.
What does she do that is so damn good that would make you give up all the love, all the trust? And
we out here still grinding, you know what I mean? We talking about unrealistic expectations sometimes.
Stuff that you built with me. Does she know my name? Did you ever
get thrown into a relationship? And it's hard. Because at the end of the day, we're all only human beings, and there's only so much we are capable of.
Breaking and breaking the bond that we strengthen through blood, sweat, and tears over years, boy, you don't
care. You gotta give it your best. You gotta give it your best, you know what I mean? Anything in life you do, you gotta put effort into it.
Has she met your son? Or maybe your mother?
If you want a good life, you gotta put effort into having a good life.
You want to write a book, you got to put everything into it. You know how many brothers I know?
And your uncle who loved me and still call me.
Talking about they recording the album for the last 15 years. Yeah, I'm still in the studio, dog. I don't know what you're in the studio doing for 15 years.
Better the storm and the weather and stay in the care that we found when you love it.
Man, you got a whole culture of professional students, man. You know, that's all they'll ever be. You know, they're so busy watching.
How could you go through well? That's what this is about.
Life, they never take time to actually live life, and there's a definite difference.
Straight up, on
real. It's got prolific up in here.
You know what I mean? It's sort of like a lot of cats, and, you know, Mr. KD, you can attest to this. A lot of cats think, oh, because a record label approached you, you just in the money. Nah, brother, there's a whole lot of work, time, effort, you know what I mean, with my advance. For what?
No, that is not even part of the conversation now. The whole 360 deal now is completely different. If you ain't got nothing to bring to the table, ain't nothing happening. You know, it's like Billy Preston's song, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You know, and this business the same way. If you ain't bringing nothing to the table, don't expect nothing. And if you really look at it, you know, that's only right. It's only right. Prepare, preparation. Get your shit together. Increase your brand. Increase your value. And then when you have value, then you could expect to be paid.
Absolutely.
All right. And
that's right.
A lot of y'all out there listening who wonder in life, you know, normally I keep telling y'all, we don't just talk about relationships. We talk about life on this show. And, hell, I might put a topic up that say one thing and you listening to the show and you don't hear a damn thing about it. So what? We do what the hell we want. But the point is,
right, because we can do that shit, okay?
You know what I mean?
We just got it like that.
You know, the point we're trying to make, even though we're talking about business right now, let me put it into terms that you can put into your relationship. If you don't bring value to your relationship, it won't have value. If you don't bring something to a relationship, you're pointless in it. A lot of people, you know, and I'm going to say guys because, you know, Joy be getting all offended and
stuff. Yeah, because you're always referring to guys and there's females up in here, bruh.
You know what I mean? Let me say for guys, you know, a guy thinks because he got a big dick or a six-pack, that's all he needs to bring. Your dick and your six-pack ain't paying the light bill, homie. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of women, you know, she wants Chanel purses and stuff. But, you know, what? How the hell do you think you deserve a Chanel purse for what? Because you're cute? That's it?
Well, you know, it's really deeper than and everything that you're saying right now is so on point, but that just skims the top of the underlying issue. Sometimes we may expect a great deal from others because we are dependent. Some of us lack the confidence, and we rely on others to fill that void because we have unsatisfied needs within ourselves.
Preach it.
So sometimes our demands, what? I'm sorry?
Give her an amen. Give her an amen, Joy.
Amen. All up and through here. Okay? Go on, girl, with your bad self.
there's
a lot of people that's tuned into our show that need to hear that because they, you know, they're not really realizing what's really going on.
Right. In basic terminology, you know, and as I was talking earlier, is that, you know, if you coming into a relationship and you want this guy to have a Bentley, you want this guy to have this $1 million home, you want him to be an entrepreneur, and you want all these things, but then you come to the table with nothing. Is that fair? Because
no,
he has right, because he has standards too. And
exactly.
With your standards, are you really being fair with all the things that you want from this man? And, you know, what happens if he say that he want all these things from you?
And you ain't got it. So it's like.
Right. And it's vice versa.
And broke by your damn self. You don't need no help with that.
Right. So it's vice versa. It's not only the women, you know, it's the men too. So,
it
goes both ways.
Like I always say, and believe me, Shakita, working with Pretty Tony and K. Diddy, I always have to make it equal because they're always trying to lean toward a female side like it's her fault. Okay, it works both ways. Both ways.
Real, Joy. What you want me to say?
Hey, I'm just saying. It works both ways, bruh. You know, me and you go back and forth with this all the time. Because, and you just said it yourself, well, let me make it equal because Joy going to be all up in my ass. And you know I am. It works both ways.
I'm not the brother.
It works
too.
Both ways.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something on some real ish right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I grind. I grind for me and mine, and I have a passion or a dislike for brothers who feel as though, okay, it's just cool to lay up on the couch because I'm doing this or I'm doing that. What else?
They sling it. They sling it.
You understand what I'm saying? I have a dislike for brothers who call once a month, what about my kids? Last I checked, you ain't brought no full food, no diapers, no clothes, you missed TT's birthday party. You ain't come to the PTA meeting, but, you know, them my kids, and you got another nigga over there. You got another nigga.
He may have
like,
just doing a damn thing, okay?
And you're like, and your point of your conversation is, oh, now you're being disrespectful. Who was I respecting in the first damn place? Nigga. Tell me.
Right, but then you gotta look at it too. Those guys, check this out. Some of those guys that make those phone calls once a month. If you go back into their childhood, 9 times out of 10, not all, they come from a fatherless home. So what do you expect if they don't have that model there to show them how to be a real man? Then 9 times out of 10, they're going to exemplify what they see on the streets and what they see on TV and what they see their homeboys are doing because they don't know any better.
That's
and
right.
It's
That's
so
all they know.
Right, and it's so sad to say because, you know, we have, you know, for the good dads like yourself, I mean, you guys should be praised all the time, not just on Father's Day, but all the time consistently because there's not enough of you guys. If you look at the statistics, I mean, I can go on and on. Just in Fulton County alone in Atlanta, Georgia, 63% of the youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger comes from fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescents and patients and chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. And last but not least, 85% of all youth sitting in prison grew up in fatherless homes, and that is Fulton County, Georgia, just in Georgia.
Wow.
Now,
that's sad.
That is
really sad right there.
And that's why I stand on this mountain, and it's taken me a long time, because anybody who's known me a long period of time knows I come from that knucklehead. You know what I mean? My middle name was Fuck Up. You understand what I'm saying? And
good.
I stand. You know what I mean? Yeah, you could have called my first name Asshole and middle name Fucker. Now,
alrighty then.
I stand on this mountain that I stand on now, and I don't let nobody take me off this mountain because somebody has to be that voice in the wind to show that a lot of those cats you're talking about, I don't know them physically, but I know them in spirit. They come from the same neck of the woods I come from, and we ain't never had nobody with our swagger saying, yo, nah, nigga, don't buy that blunt. Go buy. Didn't your baby mama call and say bring some diapers? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are probably, I got five on it, and all this stuff. And a lot of times, is, as we said, unrealistically, another person comes along, and we get caught up in the emotion and the attraction, but we never get caught up in the getting to know. Because if you got to know beyond the person's the attraction and the intimacy, you'd be like, do I really want to advertise this person, be it male or female?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see where we come from, when you see what we've been through, ain't nobody taking the time to grab us by the hand. Because when somebody talking to me in a language, I don't feel like, yes, I want to have a deeply psychological and philosophical conversation. You're like, man, shut the fuck up.
Right.
And when somebody such as myself is like, yo, dog, come here, let me holler at you. What up, man? There is not enough of us Pied Pipers out there. That's why Can a Player Play and the movement Playerology was developed, because, you know what I mean, it started off with me talking my ish about macking, true. Because, you know, macking is a part of life, and a lot of brothers need to learn how to mac, but the movement has grown into, I'm trying to teach brothers, if you have a good woman, don't wait till you're on lockdown to call her and tell her you love her. Don't wait till you're on lockdown to talking about stay down with me. While you're free, go buy her two rolls and be like, yo, mama, I'm glad you looked out for me and I really appreciate you. Don't be shy to say that shit in front of your own boys. Don't be shy to go see about your child. You know what I mean? Nigga, what? You going soft? Yeah, nigga, I got a two-year-old daughter at home. And yeah, I'm pretty much soft, nigga. Fuck you. Keep it moving. You know what I mean?
You
know how many brothers done got up out their bed? Some knucklehead-ass nigga done called you. Nigga, we need to ride, nigga. These niggas tripping. You done got up out the bed, left your beautiful wife and your daughter in the house to go ride at a nigga. Now you done caught a charge. And you've gone for 10 years and you want to be mad at her? How dare you? What you mad about, nigga? You had a choice to make in that very moment. Our decision-making skills is what's hindering us. In that moment, you could have been like, dog, what was you out doing that you calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning? Nigga, I was up in the club, and this nigga looked at me wrong, and I cracked him with a bottle. Nigga, bye. Click.
Well, Tony, it goes back to the foundation. A lot of people were robbed of the tools in order to make proper decisions, you know? You know, the communities, the street raised them. They didn't have two parents with any semblance of education trying to raise them. You know, basically they raised themselves. And that's where the problem started. They were robbed of the tools to even make intelligent, rational, logical decisions.
All right.
Asia Productions, I see you by the same. Asia Productions in the chat room says, by the same token, we women must also tell our men how much we love and appreciate them and show. Of course. I'm
of
all
course.
For it.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
We are part of the problem. We are definitely part of the problem, of course. You know, it didn't get here by itself. You know, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes everybody.
It takes
everybody that wants to change the situation to work towards to making a difference with it. With the situation. So, you know, I'm not, you know, male bash or anything like that. You know, there's a definite issue and there's a definite problem. And, you know, we are also as well as part of the problem. So we definitely have to, you know, buckle down and see how we're going to fix this.
Tony, that's some.
What you say, Ken Diddy?
No, I thought somebody 574 was trying to join in.
Oh no, they just chilling. They listening to man. To all the good folks out there that I see just jumped on, welcome to the show. Can a Player Play? You know, you're kind of late, but we love you. Know how we do? What you talking about? You present. That's all that matters in my book. I don't give you. Only 2 minutes left on the show. You know what I mean? You're fashionably late. That's how I look at it. You figure, tell me?
CP time, okay? CP time.
So, we on the show. And, of course, we have on the show the lovely Miss Shakita Winfrey, the author of quite a few books, Release, The Billionaire's Bible,
Briaga Winfrey. You know what I mean? You can check her out on her website, www.shakitawinfrey.com. Grab a copy of her book on Amazon. You know, y'all know the routine. But we support each other on here. We try to make it happen. We trying to break that whole crab in the barrel mentality. You figure that me?
Absolutely. We definitely need to break that. Also, I got one more thing to say. I want to let everybody know and all the listeners know that I have my own mobile app coming out this week. It's going to launch this week. You can check your iPhone, your Androids, your smartphones, Blackberries, whatever you have. But I am launching my own mobile application, and it will be available on your iPhones as well as all the other smartphones as well. So definitely God has blessed me to be able to get that out, and I'm just so proud that I'm able to, you know, keep moving forward, you know, with my goals and my dreams. So definitely. So I just want to let you guys know that.
Absolutely.
Right,
you know, we're
girl.
Gonna keep trying to support
applause
you.
To you, thank girlfriend.
You.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
My switchboard is over here acting a little funky, so I know you're on the switchboard with me. Give me a time check, brother. Where we at?
We are at 3:49, 11 minutes to go, and I still see that number 574 with their hand up.
Well, let them in, brother, because my switchboard is frozen. Let him in. Let him in.
Well, welcome to the show, 574. You're on with us. Who we got with us?
It's Asia Productions. How y'all doing?
Hello,
hey.
And welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I just wanted to say thank you for the live chat response that I've been plugging into this afternoon. But I just wanted to say also, I want to put in my 2 cents worth, that, you know, with the relationships, you know, giving love for both sides, I'm not pro-men or pro-women. I'm pro-equal. So, you know, the reply for everybody
about.
The reply for everybody is, if you love that person, you need to show appreciation regardless.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Me too.
Truly agree with you. Absolutely.
But Ms. Winfrey, I just want to say congrats on your book. I will be checking that out, The Billionaire's Bible, when it does come out.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate your support.
Girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
She wants you to go get the other ones now.
We can do that
Thank
too.
You.
And while
you're
at.
Mm-hmm. Where we can find you.
Where you can find me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm all over the internet. I'm on Google. My Twitter is twitter.com/theotherwinfrey. I'm on Facebook. You can look up, you know, facebook.com/ShaKitaWinfrey. I'm on some other social networking sites. You can buy the books from my website. You can also buy it from Amazon. Amazon has this wonderful option piece where you can download the books on Kindle. So if you have a device where you have Kindle downloaded on your cell phone, you can definitely get it through Kindle, because both Release and The Other Winfrey are available for download on Kindle. You can actually go to Amazon and download Kindle right from Amazon. And it also has a little piece. Kindle? Yeah, it's Kindle. Yeah. It also has a piece. K-I-N-D-L-E, K-I-N-D-L-E, and it has a piece where it also has text-to-speech format, so you can also listen to it versus, you know, actually reading it, so it has that application within Kindle, so it's K-I-N-D-L-E. You can actually download that onto your phones. You can actually download it on your phones, Blackberries and iPhones, I believe. I'm not sure if there are any others that are have that application available, but definitely Blackberry and the iPhone. You can download the Kindle application on your phone. And just one click, you can purchase the book through your phone, and you can actually read it through your cell phone. So,
oh, cool.
Technology is awesome, isn't it?
Isn't it though?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And change is daily, so you definitely have to stay.
Yes, it does.
Fresh.
So you got to keep up.
Yeah, well,
definitely.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Joy, tell the good folks where they can find you. You know, we're creeping out into the final minutes.
Okay. Where they can find you. I'm sorry.
Where you can find me, you can find me on Facebook. I welcome all my Facebook friends, Joy LaShawn, J-O-Y-L-A-S-H-A-W-N on Facebook. And also you can catch me on Saturdays on Power 88 from 3 to 7. I do my show, me and my partner Omar Starr. And if you're online, it's power88lv.com. You can pick us up from anywhere. So call in. We give the number. And I'll give you a serious shout-out because I love my people that call in. And I love my Facebook fam. And I totally love my family on Can A Player Play. Because we just do the damn thing right there. And my girl, appreciate you calling and, you know, coming in today and being our guest and, you know, putting your knowledge out there and being able to help somebody else. That's what it's about. That's what
Thank it's you. About. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to voice my opinions and voice some of the things that I've learned in my lifetime. And so, things that I continue to learn while I'm here and just, you know, just wanting to be able to help someone else. I do appreciate the opportunity from you guys.
Well, anytime you want to be with another dysfunctional family,
when you speak to yourself,
I got enough dysfunction going. But definitely.
Girl, you haven't been dysfunctional until you've been with us. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And we love you. We love you for it. And keep it going, girlfriend. And you keep you being blessed. And hope the blessings keep coming where you can bless somebody else like we all do. You know?
Thank
we
you.
We have our moments. You know, we have our moments where we act all crazy and stuff like that, but we love each other. And whatever knowledge you put out there that's going to help somebody else, that's what it's about. And I totally appreciate you coming on our show today and being our guest and want you to come back again and spread some more knowledge, you know, for those of us out there.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
And we love you too.
And, of course, you know, good folks, www.worldmovies.com. Check out the music. Check out the books. Check out what we got going on. You know, you can hit your boy on the Twitter, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N, Selassie, son. Yes, indeed. It's Pretty Tony. Right back up, you know, on Facebook, you know, Pretty Tony LV. You'll see the picture of the book Playology. Join me on Facebook. I love everybody. And, of course, you know, go out and support your boy. Buy a copy of the book. I know y'all looking forward to the new book. We're in there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait, baby.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Who is she? It's called Who Is She and What Is She to You? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get my grown man on with this one. Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
I guess people just could Google me. I just don't get to talk for myself.
We're sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I just get kicked to the curb any kind of way. Am I still in this car or what?
We're Call sorry.
Come on, brother.
Anyway, I'm just messing with you, Tony. Go ahead. You can keep driving.
Come on, man. Throw the email address out there. You know, somebody might want to be your fan.
Oh, well, shoot. I can just say Google me. I ain't going to be dysfunctional. I'll be prolific. I'll just say worldmovement.com. Come check us out. Come check out our music. Come get your copy. Play a step your game up. Playology, your autographed copy. I mean, it's everywhere also, Amazon, Borders. Definitely come to World Movement to get it so you can get your signed copy. You can also download it everywhere as well. So come check us out. Come check out the Rise and Star Industry Showcase. Come see that. You can also see Joy LaShawn there as well. Just check out World Movement. You know what I'm saying? WorldMovement.com. That's it.
And as a matter of fact, you know what? Since my Twitch boy tripping, take us out with a World Movement song. For everybody in the chat room, you know we love y'all. Come through Ann J, Sweet D, Asia Productions, Guest 1917, all the other folks online. I see you. To all the fathers out there, once again, man, y'all have a wonderful Father's Day, man. Keep doing your job. Feel me? Keep playing your position. That's what life is about.
We need you, definitely.
Take us out, K Diddy, with some World Movement funk.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a T5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet and laugh, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
You look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride. Your seatbelt fast and I'll fly out of this world. Dimension of attraction, don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, romance professor. You know I got the best love, come on girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breasts sit up. Flap my gas so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a client in your life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, this saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance. And from your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred. Cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime, still staying his time.
Man, can a player play? 2:30 every Sunday, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody online, everybody on the switchboard, everybody on Twitter that's been hitting up. We had a great show today. We're talking to Miss Shaquita Winfrey. She's been chilling with us, you know what I mean? She done became a part of the deep, prolific, dysfunctional family, but we make it work. We make it happen. We out here still grinding, you know what I mean? We're talking about unrealistic expectations. Sometimes get thrown into a relationship, and it's hard. Because at the end of the day, we're all only human beings, and there's only so much we are capable of.
Okay.
You got to give it your best. You got to give it your best, you know what I mean? Anything in life you do, you got to put effort into it. If you want a good life, you got to put effort into having a good life. You want to write a book, you got to put effort into it. You know how many brothers I know talking about they recording the album for the last 15 years? Yeah, I'm still in the studio, dog. I don't know what you're in the studio doing for 15 years.
Man, you got a whole culture of professional students, man. You know, that's all they'll ever be. You know, they're so busy watching life, they never take time to actually live life, and there is a definite difference.
Straight up,
unrealistic. Got prolific up in here.
You know what I mean? It's sort of like a lot of cats, and, you know, Mr. K. Diddy, you can attest to this. A lot of cats think, oh, because a record label approached you, you just in the money. Nah, brother, there's a whole lot of work, time, effort, you know what I mean, with my advance. For what?
No, that is not even part of the conversation now. The whole 360 deal now is completely different. If you ain't got nothing to bring to the table, ain't nothing happening. You know, it's like Billy Preston's song, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You know, and this business the same way. If you ain't bringing nothing to the table, don't expect nothing. And if you really look at it, you know, that's only right. It's only right. Prepare. Preparation. Get your shit together. Increase your brand. Increase your value. And then when you have value, then you could expect to be paid.
Absolutely.
All right. And
that's right.
A lot of y'all out there listening who wonder in life, you know, normally I keep telling y'all, we don't just talk about relationships. We talk about life on this show. And, hell, I might put a topic up that say one thing and you listening to the show and you don't hear a damn thing about it. So what? We do what the hell we want. But the point is,
that's right, because we can do that shit, okay?
You know what I mean?
We just got it like that.
The point we're trying to make, even though we're talking about business right now, let me put it into terms that you can put into your relationship. If you don't bring value to your relationship, it won't have value. If you don't bring something to a relationship, you're pointless in it. A lot of people, you know, and I'm going to say guys because, you know, Joy be getting all offended and
stuff. Yeah, because you're always referring to guys and there's females up in here, bruh.
You know what I mean? Let me say for guys, you know, a guy thinks because he got a big dick or a six-pack, that's all he needs to bring. Your dick and your six-pack ain't paying the light bill, homie. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of women, you know, she wants Chanel purses and stuff. But, you know, what? How the hell do you think you deserve a Chanel purse? For what? Because you're cute? That's it?
Well, you know, it's really deeper than and everything that you're saying right now is so on point, but that just skims the top of the underlying issue. Sometimes we may expect a great deal from others because we are dependent. Some of us lack the confidence, and we rely on others to fill that void because we have unsatisfied needs within ourselves.
Preach it.
So sometimes our demands, what? I'm sorry?
Give her an amen. Give her an amen, Joy.
Amen. All up and through here. Okay? Go on, girl, with your bad self.
So, you know, basically.
Okay, because there's a lot of people that's tuned into our show that need to hear that because they're not really realizing what's really going on.
Right, in basic terminology, you know, and as I was talking earlier, is that, you know, if you coming into a relationship and you want this guy to have a Bentley, you want this guy to have this $1 million home, you want him to be an entrepreneur, and you want all these things, but then you come to the table with nothing. Is that fair? Because he has right, because he has standards too. And
exactly.
With your standards, are you really being fair with all the things that you want from this man? And, you know, what happens if he say that he want all these things from you?
And you ain't got it. So it's like.
Right. And it's vice versa.
And broke by your damn self. You don't need no help with that.
Right. So it's vice versa. It's not only the women, you know, it's the men too. So,
it goes both ways. Like I always say, and believe me, Cicada, working with, Pretty Tony and K Diddy, I always have to make it equal because they're always trying to lean toward a female side like it's her fault. Okay, it works both ways.
Both ways. Because
they're
real, Joy. What you want me to say?
I'm just saying. It works both ways, bruh. You know, me and you go back and forth with this all the time because, and you just said it yourself, well, let me make it equal because Joy going to be all up in my ass. And you know I am. It works both ways.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something on some real ish right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I grind for me and mine, and I have a passion or a dislike for brothers who feel as though, okay, it's just cool to lay up on the couch because I'm doing this or I'm doing that. What else?
They sling it. They sling it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I have a dislike for brothers who call once a month, what about my kids? Last I checked, you ain't brought no food, no diapers, no clothes, you missed PTA's birthday party. You ain't come to the PTA meeting, but, you know, them my kids, and you
Amen.
Got another nigga over there. You another nigga
Amen.
Over there.
That's
like,
doing
and,
a damn
and,
thing, okay?
And you're like, and you're pointing your conversation is, oh, now you're being disrespectful. Who was I respecting in the first damn place, nigga?
tell me.
Right. But then you got to look at it, too. Those guys, check this out. Some of those guys, they make those phone calls once a month. If you go back into their childhood, 9 times out of 10, not all, they come from a fatherless home. So what do you expect? If they don't have that model there to show them how to be a real man, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to exemplify what they see on the streets and what they see on TV and what they see their homeboys are doing because they don't know any better.
That's
and
right.
It's
That's
so
all they know.
Right, and it's so sad to say because, you know, we have, you know, for the good dads like yourself, I mean, you guys should be praised all the time, not just on Father's Day, but all the time consistently because there's not enough of you guys. If you look at the statistics, I mean, I can go on and on. And just in Fulton County alone in Atlanta, Georgia, 63% of the youth suicide are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger comes from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. And last but not least, 85% of all youth sitting in prisons grew up in fatherless homes. And that is Fulton County, Georgia statistics in Georgia.
Wow.
Now,
that's sad. That is really sad right there.
And that's why I stand on this mountain. And it's taken me a long time because anybody who's known me a long period of time knows I've come from that knucklehead. You know what I mean? My middle name was Fuck Up. You understand what I'm saying? And
okay.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? Yeah, you could have called my first name Asshole and middle name Fuck Up. Now,
alrighty then.
I stand on this mountain that I stand on now, and I don't let nobody take me off this mountain because somebody has to be that voice in the wind to show that a lot of those cats you're talking about, I don't know them physically, but I know them in spirit. They come
mm-hmm.
from the same neck of the woods I come from, mm-hmm. and we ain't never had nobody with our swagger saying, yo, nah, nigga, don't buy that blunt. Go buy. Didn't your baby mama call and say bring some diapers? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are probably, I got 5 on it, and all this stuff. And a lot of times, as we said, unrealistically, another person comes along, and we get caught up in the emotion and the attraction, but we never get caught up in the getting to know. Because if you got to know beyond the person's the attraction and the intimacy, you'd be like, do I really want to have a child with this person, be it male or female?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see where we come from, when you see what we've been through, ain't nobody taking the time to grab us by the hand. Because when somebody talking to me in a language, I don't feel like, yes, I want to have a deeply psychological and philosophical conversation. You're like, man, shut the fuck up.
Right.
And then somebody such as myself is like, yo, dog, come here, let me holler at you. What up, man? There's
mm-hmm.
not enough of us Pied Pipers out there. That's
right.
Why Can a Player Play and the movement Playerology was developed because, you know what I mean? It started off with me talking my ish about macking, true. Because, you know, macking is a part of life, and a lot of brothers need to learn how to mack. But the movement has grown into, I'm trying to teach brothers, if you have a good woman, don't wait till you on lockdown to call her and tell her you love her. Don't wait
mm-hmm.
till you on lockdown to talking about stay down with me. While you're free, go buy her 2 rolls and be like, yo, mama, I'm glad you looked out for me, and I really appreciate you. Don't be shy to say that shit in
mm-hmm.
front of your own boys. Don't be shy
mm-hmm.
to go see about your child. You know what I mean? Nigga, what? You going soft? Yeah, nigga, I got a 2-year-old daughter at home, and yeah, I'm pretty much soft, nigga. Fuck you. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many brothers done got up out their bed? Some knucklehead-ass nigga done called you. Nigga, we need to ride, nigga. These niggas tripping. You done got up out the bed, left your beautiful wife and your daughter in the house to go ride at a nigga. Now you done caught a charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone for 10 years and you want to be mad at her? How dare you? What you mad about? What you mad about, nigga? You had a choice to make in that very moment. our decision-making skills is what's hindering us. In that moment, you could have been like, dog, what was you out doing that you calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning? Nigga, I was up in the club, and this nigga looked at me wrong, and I cracked him with a bottle. Nigga, bye. Click.
Well, Tony, it goes back to the foundation. A lot of people were robbed of the tools in order to make proper decisions. You know, the communities, the street raised them. They didn't have two parents with any semblance of education trying to raise them. You know, basically they raised themselves. And that's where the problem started. They were robbed of the tools to even make intelligent, rational, logical decisions.
All right.
Asia Productions, I see you by the same. Asia Productions in the chat room says, by the same token, we women must also tell our men how much we love and appreciate them and show. Of course. I'm all for it.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
We are part of the problem. We are definitely part of the problem, of course. You know, it didn't get here by itself. You know, it just, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes everybody.
It takes
everybody that wants to change the situation to work towards to making a difference with it. With the situation. So, you know, I'm not, you know, male bashing or anything like that. You know, there's a definite issue and there's a definite problem. And, you know, we are also as well as part of the problem. So we definitely have to, you know, buckle down and see how we're going to fix this.
Tony, that's some.
What you say, Kat Diddy?
No, I thought somebody, 574, was trying to join in.
Oh, no, they just chilling. They listening to, man, to all the good folks out there that I see just jumped on, welcome to the show. Kind of play a play, you know, you kind of late, but we love you know how. We do what you talking about. You present. That's all that matters in my book. I don't give you a couple of 2 minutes left on the show. You know what I mean? You're fashionably late. That's how I look at it. You figure, tell me?
CP time, okay? CP time.
So, we are on the show. And, of course, we have on the show the lovely Miss Shakita Winfrey, the author of quite a few books, Release, The Billionaire's Bible, The Other Winfrey. You know what I mean? You can check her out on her website, www.shakitawinfrey.com. Grab a copy of her book on Amazon. You know, y'all know the routine. But we support each other on here. We try to make it happen. We trying to break that whole crab in the barrel mentality. You figure, tell me?
Absolutely, we definitely need to break that. Also, I got one more thing to say. I want to let everybody know and all the listeners know that I have my own mobile app coming out this week. It's going to launch this week. You can check your iPhone, your Androids, your smartphones, Blackberries, whatever you have. But I am launching my own mobile application, and it will be available on your iPhones, as well as all the other smartphones as well. So definitely God has blessed me to be able to get that out, and I'm just so proud that I'm able to, you know, keep moving forward, you know, with my goals and my dreams. So definitely. So I just want to let you guys know that.
Absolutely.
Right,
you know,
girl.
We're going to keep trying to support you.
Applause to you, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Kay Diddy.
Yes, sir.
My switchboard is over here acting a little funky, so I know you're on the switchboard with me. Give me a time check, brother. Where we at?
We are at 3:49, 11 minutes to go, and I still see that number 574 with their hand up.
Well, let them in, brother, because my switchboard is frozen. Let them in. Let them in.
Well, welcome to the show, 574. You're on with us. Who we got with us?
It's Asia Productions. How y'all doing?
Hello,
hey.
And welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I just wanted to say thank you for the live chat response that I've been plugging into this afternoon. But I just wanted to say also, I want to put in my 2 cents worth, that, you know, with the relationship, you know, giving love for both sides, I'm not pro-men or pro-women. I'm pro-equal. So, the reply to everybody
about.
The reply for everybody is, if you love that person, you need to show appreciation regardless.
Absolutely. I truly agree with you.
Me too.
Truly agree with you. Absolutely.
But Ms. Winfrey, I just want to say congrats on your book. I will be checking that out, The Billionaire's Bible, when it does come out.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate your support.
Girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
She wants you to go get the other ones now.
We can do that.
Thank
too.
You.
And while
know where you're at,
where
we can find you. Where we can find you.
Where you can find me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm all over the internet. I'm on Google. My Twitter is twitter.com/theotherwinfrey. I'm on Facebook. You can look up, you know, facebook.com/ShaQuitaWinfrey. I'm on some other social networking sites. You can buy the books from my website. You can also buy it from Amazon. Amazon has this wonderful option piece where you can download the books on Kindle. So if you have a device where you have Kindle downloaded on your cell phone, you can definitely get it through Kindle, because both Release and The Other Winfrey are available for download on Kindle. You can actually go to Amazon and download Kindle right from Amazon. And it also has a little piece. Kindle? Yeah, it's Kindle. Yeah. It also has a piece. K-I-N-D-L-E, K-I-N-D-L-E, and it has a piece where it also has text-to-speech format, so you can also listen to it versus, you know, actually reading it, so it has that application within Kindle. So it's K-I-N-D-L-E. You can actually download that onto your phones. You can actually download it on your phones, Blackberries and iPhones, I believe. I'm not sure if there are any others that have that application available, but definitely Blackberry and the iPhone. You can download the Kindle application on your phone. And just one click, you can purchase the book through your phone, and you can actually read it through your cell phone. So,
oh, cool.
Technology is awesome, isn't it?
Isn't it though?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it changes daily, so you definitely have to stay.
Yes, it does.
Impressed.
So
you got
to keep up.
Yeah, well.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed. Lady Joy, tell the good folks where they can find you. You know, we're creeping out into the final minutes.
Okay.
Where
they can find
you.
I'm sorry.
Where you can find me, you can find me on Facebook. I welcome all my Facebook friends, Joy LaShawn. JoyLaShawn on Facebook. And also you can catch me on Saturdays on Power 88 from 3 to 7. I do my show, me and my partner Omar Starr. And if you're online, it's power88lv.com. You can pick us up from anywhere. Call in. We give the number. And I'll give you a serious shout-out because I love my people that call in, and I love my Facebook fam, and I totally love my family on Can a Player Play, because we just do the damn thing right there. And my girl, I appreciate you calling and, you know, coming in today and being our guest and, you know, putting your knowledge out there and being able to help somebody else. That's what it's about.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to voice my opinions and voice some of the things that I've learned in my lifetime and some things that I continue to learn while I'm here and just, you know, just wanting to be able to help someone else. So I do appreciate the opportunity from you guys.
Well, anytime you want to be with another dysfunctional family,
I think I got enough dysfunction going. But definitely,
girl, you haven't been dysfunctional until you've been with us. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And we love you. We love you for it. And keep it going, girlfriend. And you. Keep you being blessed, and hope the blessings keep coming where you can bless somebody else like we all do, you know.
Thank
you.
We
have our moments, you know, we have our moments where we act all crazy and stuff like that, but we love each other, and whatever knowledge we can put out there that's going to help somebody else, that's what it's about. And I totally appreciate you coming on our show today and being our guest, and want you to come back again and spread some more knowledge, you know, for those of us out there.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
And we love
all right.
you, too.
And, of course, you know, good folks, www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music. Check out the books. Check out what we got going on. You know, you can hit your boy on the Twitter, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N, Selassie, son. You know, on Facebook, you know, Pretty Tony LV. You'll see the picture of the book Playology. Join me on Facebook. I love everybody. And, of course, you know, go out and support your boy. Buy a copy of the book. I know y'all looking forward to the new book. We're in there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait, baby.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Who is she? It's called Who Is She and What Is She to You? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get my grown man on with this one. You know,
okay. Okay.
I guess people just could Google me. I just don't get to talk for myself.
We're sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I just get kicked to the curb any kind of way. Am I still in this car or what?
We're sorry.
Only have a moment, brother.
Anyway, I'm just messing with you, Tony. Go ahead. You can keep driving.
No, my man, throw the email address out there. You know, somebody might want to be your fan.
Oh, well, shoot, I can just say Google me. I ain't going to be dysfunctional. I'll be prolific. I'll just say worldmovement.com. Come check us out. Come check out our music. Come get your copy. Play a Step Your Game Up. Playology, your autographed copy. I mean, it's everywhere. Also, Amazon, Borders. Definitely come to World Movement to get it so you can get your signed copy. You can also download it everywhere as well. So come check us out. Come check out the Rise of Star Industry Showcase. Come see that. You can also see Joy LaShawn there as well. Just check out World Movement. You know what I'm saying? Worldmovement.com. That's it.
And as a matter of fact, you know what? Since my switchboard tripping, take us out with a World Movement song. For everybody in the chat room, you know we love y'all. Come through Ann J, Sweet D, Asia Productions, Guest 1917, all the other folks online. I see you. To all the fathers out there, once again, man, y'all have a wonderful Father's Day, man. Keep doing your job. Feel me? Keep playing
definitely.
Your position. That's what life is about.
We need you, definitely.
Take us out, K. Diddy, with some World Movement funk.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a T5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality of life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
Yeah, shorty, you look fantastic. The moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy. He was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride. Your seatbelt fast. I fly out of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dude's trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love, come on, girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breast sit up. Yeah, so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you
I'm
up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip. On a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you. This message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know. I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with. Girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave. This saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance. From your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred. Cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still